Get ready. Jordy.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back. On the heels of one of jazz's biggest stars these days, we begin a new hour of Neon Jazz. That was pianist, keyboardist, producer, and composer Mark Carey with the tune Beehive off his critically acclaimed 2015 album, a long time in the making, Roads Ahead Volume 2. This Washington, D.C. native has musical interests that run from Indian classical to jazz to hip-hop. His mentors have been a heavy list of musicians, from Roy Hargrove, Dizzy Gillespie, Shirley Horn, Stephon Harris, and most importantly, Abby Lincoln. But there was one moment while he was attending the Duke Ellington School of the Arts in L.A. that changed things forever, and it involved Wynton Marsalis. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Mark retold the story. Take a listen.
I met Wynton Marsalis when I was in 10th grade. From there, I retained a close relationship with him. You know, I was able to talk to him at different periods of my career. I mean, he's the person that embarrassed me the most on the stage in front of my whole school. Like, that, those kind of lessons were invaluable, man. See, everybody was like, yeah, Mark's the shit, you know. When he came to school, you should go up and play. And so Wynton called me up, you know, to play a blues. And right to two bars in, he stopped the whole band in front of the whole school. Came over to me and over my back showed me some chords that he wanted me to play.
After school, Carey soon came under the wing of pianist Walter Davis Jr., who encouraged him to move to New York City. He did just that, and soon he was playing in bands led by Betty Carter and the great Arthur Taylor. Mark has consistently released albums over the years, and this latest effort is finally bringing all the fruits of his labor into focus. He is in huge demand and very busy spreading his blend of modern jazz for the masses, and everyone is digging it. There will be plenty more to come from this young mind, and we are all eager to hear what is next. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that loves jazz and churns out our own blend of stars all the time, like the great Herman Mahari and Steve Lambert, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you what we think is another solid hour of that good old jazz music. Our next track is called Leroy, via the duo of Philly Joe Jones and Elvin Jones, back in 1964, off the album aptly called Together. Thank you.
Hello, jazz listeners. This is Mark Carey. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was jazz singer Buddy Stewart with the song A Cent and a Half off the 2010 album simply called Bebop. His parents were dancers, so he entered at the age of 8 into years of vaudeville and sang in a number of groups. As a member of the 40s vocal group The Snowflakes, he sang with Claude Thornhill's orchestra. After serving in the U.S. Army from 42 to 44, he sang with the Gene Krupa Orchestra. From there, he moved on to gig with cats like Kai Winding and Charlie Barnett. After his death, his wife was penniless, and it was a group of friends that organized a benefit concert at the Birdland Jazz Club in New York to honor his life and to raise a little bit of money. Included on that bill was Ella Fitzgerald, Charlie Ventura, Stan Getz, Tony Scott, Al Cohn, Lester Young, Lenny Tristano, Harry Belafonte, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, and Oscar Pettiford. He had a lot of friends in the jazz world. Speaking of friends, here's an old friend of the show and a man that knew the blues within the jazz very well. This is the great Lou Donaldson in the year 1969 with the tune Bonnie off his LP Hot Dog. That was tenor saxophonist, clarinetist, and bandleader Georgi Auld with his orchestra with the song In the Middle. Originally from Toronto, he lived in the United States from the late 1920s onward and worked with legends like Bunny Berrigan, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, Errol Garner, Dizzy Gillespie, and the great Billy Eckstein. So in 1977, he played a bandleader in the motion picture New York, New York with Liza Minnelli and De Niro. He was also a technical consultant for that film. on the sax straight out of St. Louis, Missouri. Here's Oliver Nelson with the 1975 tune Midnight Blue off the album Stolen Moments.
Lake, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Have a ball. We'll be right back.
That was jazz trumpeter Tony Fruscello with his quintet in tow on the tune Foos off the 2007 disc called Bop Essentials. It's something you should probably pick up. He grew up in New York City, specifically in Greenwich Village, and from those beginnings he went on to play in the Army Band very early on in his career and served as a sideman for many jazz cats in the 50s, like Charlie Barnett, Lester Young, Jerry Mulligan, and Stan Getz, all names that we've heard several times already in the show. For all this time and talent, Tony released only one record as a leader during his lifetime. It was 1955's I'll Be Seeing You. So it was by the early 60s that his problems with drug abuse and alcoholism prevented him from performing anymore. So in 1969, he ended up unfortunately dying of cirrhosis of the liver. With a brand new track here in 2015, here's the great trumpeter, bandleader, composer, arranger, and film score composer, Terrence Blanchard, with the tune Don't Run Off off his new album called Magnetic. We'll be right back.
to Chicago trumpeter Marquise Hill giving a big shout out to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
That was a band that has a sound that recalls the vibe of New Orleans Preservation Hall Jazz Band, infused with the blues, with the hint of gypsy jazz, contemporary jazz, and swing. And all of that together is Sasha's Block, with the 2014 tune Manhattan off the Heart of Fire CD. They have been playing to sold-out shows across Southern California for many years and have developed a loyal following across the country. Here is a man that took the 1940s by storm and was one of the best practitioners on that tenor sax. Here's Teddy Edwards with the tune Lovin' It, Lovin' It off the 1966 album Nothing But the Truth, Baby.
Thank you.
Bringing the treble clef into check here in the final songs on this hour of Neon Jazz. That was the jazz force known as pianist, keyboardist, and composer Chick Corea with his take on Blue Monk off the 2014 disc Solo Piano Portraits. And it's that sound right there, it's their cue for the final track as we begin emptying this proverbial jazz hall with the sound of Little Jazz, or Roy Eldridge on the jazz trumpet with the tune Dale's Wail off the 1954 vinyl LP by the same name. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a dude with a golden touch, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard, well, we can't hear you, so drop us a line out there in Radio Land. We'd love to hear some suggestions, comments. Just send it our way. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Okay, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.